So when we talk about the din of kesem on davar, that's makabel tuma. So Nechemya says, on the afternoon test, Nechemya omer kol davar she'eino makabel tuma, eino makabel ksamim. Dam falls on the ground, not makabel tuma, so the woman's tahora. So why is this? So perhaps the most well-known reason is the Ram. He speaks out a reason. Why is it that we should be more machmer on telling us makabel tuma? What difference does it make, lagabe, the tuma of the isha? Either way, there was dam shalom bar hagasha. So he writes a svara that he says be'etzem k'samim should be tahar. He says be'etzem all k'samim should be tahar. Be'etzem the fact that there's no hagasha should be enough to be matter the dam even with rabbanan. We really would not worry about a confusion with that would confuse kesem with real needs of baragasha. He says, rather, the reason for the whole chumrah of ksamim is because of a problem on a deraisa level. He says, min ha-tayra, even though dam shaloba hargasha is tahar, the woman is tahar, but there is a halacha that min ha-tayra, the dam is tameh. And he gets this from a Gemara Mem Aleph that has a question. The Gemara doesn't say this is Davar Bara, but as Machlokes Tanam, if it's called Makor Makomo Tame, that perhaps the Makor of a woman itself is Tame, and therefore the dam, or even not dam, anything that comes out of a woman, or anything that touches the Makar, is going to be Tame, even if the woman doesn't become a nidah. Just the mere fact that the nidah is coming from a makar, which is a makam of tuma, that itself makes the dam tame. So the dam itself is tame, but the isha is tahora. So the Ran says that Chazal were afraid that people wouldn't realize this. They wouldn't realize that when a woman's tahora, that she's not completely tahora. They wouldn't realize that the dam is still tame, and therefore they were gozer that if the dam falls on something that's makabel tuma, so therefore The dam is actually causing tuma to that which it falls on. It's falls on a beged, on a white beged. It's making that white beged tummy. And therefore, we wanted people to know that the white beged is tummy. And we were afraid if we were matar the isha, they might come to matar the beged. So therefore, Chazal asked the isha. Chazal said that this kesem, since on some this makabel tuma, and it makes a nafkamin olagabe the beged, so therefore, Chazal went ahead and asked the isha labayla, so now they would all realize that this dam is tame because the wife's a nida. If the woman's nida, so then everyone knows that dam nida is tame. They don't know this din that dam from the makar when she's not a nida is tame, but they all know the din that dam from a nida is tame. So that's the Ran, and it's quoted because I think it's the Rishon that most clearly speaks out the reason for the heter. And the truth is, it's, you know, even just saying it over, I don't know if listening to it, saying it over, I always have a hard time saying it over, because there's so many obvious caches here. I'm listening to it, I don't know if you're okay listening to it, but the emes is, oh, Shalom Gil, how are you? Oh, Shalom Asi. Okay. So always so far as you spoke at the Ran. So there's so many caches on the Ran. There's so many, like, very, very glaring caches on the Ran. Let's just start off. Of course, first he's saying a chiddush, right? The first part of his chiddush is that he's saying it's not l'kuli alma. He's assuming as pashut that dam shalobar hargasha is an avhatama, that it's something that is matame adam v'kelim. So that could be true. It's not necessarily true, because the fact is in the Gemara it's machlokus tanan. If we hold by this whole concept of makar makamo tame, so it's definitely not pashit, and the Rambam is not exactly clear. The steers in Rambam about how he paskins, so he clearly seems to be saying pashit that Rav Nechemya will hold makar makamo tame. In addition, he's assuming there's an av hatuma, also not totally clear. Tosfos seems to say that the reason the dam is tame without hargasha is just because the dam touched the makar. So that would make the dam a rishon l'tuma, and a rishon l'tuma isn't matame anything besides for food. Fine. The other thing, of course, the Pella, which just listening to it sounds so strange, the Ran, is that the Ran is telling us that for the past 2,000 years, when we don't have Tumah and Tara, we've been keeping this whole din. The whole din of Ksamim is just Asr because we might come to make a mistake on the Beged. On a Beged, Lagabi Truma. Usually in Chazal, the side is that even when we have Chumras the Taros, we don't want to be Machmer on the Isha. The Isha, we worry because of the period of Erivia. It's a very severe thing, asking a woman to her husband. So Lumaisa, that we would be so Machmer, is very strange. We have Chumras by Tumah and Tara, but this sort of a Chumra, to make a woman usher to her husband as a siyag for a Beged in Tumah and Tara, it sounds a little bit too much. The truth is, there's a much bigger kasha here. Not just a Svaradika kasha. The Etzim Yisor of the Ran is a Pella. The Ran seems to be saying that there's a problem, that people don't know that Dam below Hargasha, the Dam itself is Tameh. People don't know that. And therefore, by answering Summon, by answering Dam, when it's found in a Dover HaMakabal Tumah, and it's something that's white in a Makabal Tumah, that will make it that you no longer need to differentiate between the Din of the Dam and the Din of the Isha, because whenever the Dam is being with Tameh something, the Isha will also be Tmei Labayla. So there's no reason for confusion. If the woman is Tahora, then we don't have to worry about Tumah and Tara because we're only going to be with Tara the woman when there's no nafkamin for Tumah and Tara, such as the dam fell on the ground. So the problem is, it's completely not true. If it's true that the blood is Tameh, so then what do I care where the dam fell? If the blood is Tameh, the woman's Tameh. The woman herself is Tameh. Where did the dam come from? The dam came from the woman. Okay, so now it fell on something that's not Makabel Tumah. But where did it come from? It came from the woman, right? We're not talking about there's any Tzliya here. The dam came from the woman. If the dam came from the woman, so the woman's Tameh. The woman, right, let's just figure this out. Rashi actually writes this on Daf Tezayin. He writes that if Makar Makomo Tameh, then anything that comes out of the woman, Lagabe Taharos, the woman will be Tameh. The reason why is because if it's true that the dam's tummy, if it's an avatama, and the Ran says it's an avatama, just like regular dam needs, it's an avatama. It's the tama of the mag of a masa. Not all Rishonim agree with that, but that's what the Ran's Yisod. So if that's true, of course the woman's tameya. When the dam comes out, in the whole Beis Achitzon, it's the tama b'masa. If the dam is being held by the Beis Achitzon, in the Beis Achitzon, so that would be the time of the Masa. Once the dam gets down to the more Megula part of the Beis Achitzon, the lower part of the Beis Achitzon, it's considered Makom Galui Eitzel Sheretz, and it'll be Metameh with the Negia. But in any case, that's why the woman would be Tameh. If Makar Makomo Tameh, so Rashi points out, the Chayr was Pashit, if you hold Makar Makomo Tameh, and you hold like the Ran holds, and Rashi also holds, that it's an Av HaTumah, So the male, the woman's Tameh. Yeah.
So, really saying the halacha of Bisis Sarim doesn't apply to Tumas Masa?
Right. To be Tahar, Tumas Masa is only Tahar in a Makom Balua. But Bisis Sarim is Tama but Tumas Masa. It's only Tahar
from Balua?
What?
A Makom Balua?
Yeah. In Chazal is a chilek between a Makom Balua and a Makom Bisis Sarim. The Beis Achitzon is called what?
Galua or Balua?
Balua. Something that's more than Beis Astarim. Beis Astarim only has a kula Lagabi Tumas Negia.
Okay.
That's not called being Nogeya. But Lagabi being Nose is still called being Nose. So if you would have in a Beis Astarim, if let's say in some armpit they were holding a mouse, that would be Matame then.
But if they just touched there, then it would be...
It would be
Tahar. So that's why even if the blood were to fly out and not touch anything, she would still be Tameh, because one was in the Bisis Sarim.
Right. Now, if she was standing in a way that it went straight from the Makar down to the ground, so then Taka won't give any Tumah. But, right?
Why wouldn't it be Masa? Because there was never a point where you were carrying
it. Because there was never a point that you were carrying it.
Is it just gravity and...
Right. But the problem with that is we know there's a cloud that any tuma in Rishus Hayachid Sveiko Tame. So the truth is, we wouldn't assume Lakula. We would have to assume that the woman touched the dam. I mean, I don't think it's physically possible even for that to happen. But even if that did happen, we would have to actually know Bivados that it didn't touch the woman. But Chalal, if you have Tumma, even if it's even if it fell on a rock, it doesn't mean there's no Nachgamina Tumma Taras. If someone picks up the rock, they'll be Tame. If someone would pick up the rock, that would be Matame, a person. In addition to that, what if it falls on a Beged Tzavua? We have a Heter Beged Tzavua. So if we've managed to take away the distinction between Tumla Bala and Tumla Taharos, we low plug it, we make it all one din, so you're creating the biggest confusion you could, because we're matter on Beged Tzavonim. Right? A woman wears Beged Tzavonim. A Beged Tzavona is Makabel Tumma, and Afal Pikein, we are Matar the woman. Even though, Lefi Leran, the Beged is 100% Tame. So you're creating a terrible confusion. Lehavdach, you'd be much better off is just to tell people, no, a woman is to either say every kesem is always tameh and the woman is always asur labayla, or say no, she's always mutter labayla, there is no isur ksamim, isur ksamim is din for tumah tara, and then the woman is tameh legabe tumah tara. But to make this sort of split that we're going to asur ksamim when it's found on something that's makabel tumah, but when that's white and Makabel Tumah, we're going to ask for it, but all of the cases we're going to be matter, it doesn't seem that that's going to be solving any chash. It's not going to, so, Bekitzer, there's kashas on the run. So, is there other mahalchim? So, there are definitely shonim who argue on the run. Right? Rashi argues on the run. Right? Rashi, when he tells you the tumah, the reason for tumah's ksamim, he just says there gozer dilma argashav lavadaite. Right? He says it's really posh to say there gozer ksamim atunida ksamim because maybe you'll get confused. We don't want to be machlish the din of a real nida. It's so close to real nida. Rashi in Anunches, the Gemara discusses a case of dam found on a mashtisa, on a spool of thread. So the Gemara says the woman's tzmeya. Tosus and the Rush on Dafin Ches say, why is the woman tzmeya? A spool of thread is not makabel tuma. Dam nida would not be matame a spool of thread. So the Rush and Tosus answer, because it's royal makabel tumas negarm. Throw a kabel tzaras. So Mamela, Lachaira, they can't be going like the Ran. Right? The Ran says the whole reason for the Tumma is we ask the Isha atu the Tumma on the Beged. By the Mashtisa, there's no Tumma on the Mashtisa. Lagabi Dam Nida, it's Tahar. The only thing that can be Matamit is Nagam. So Mamela, it's not going to work with the Ran. And if you the Ran, we should say the mashtisa, the woman should be tahora, because there's no problem here, because the dam is not giving tumma to anything. There's no confusion. The mashtisa is tahar. So memela, lagabi nida, the mashtisa is no different than a rak. Why is it relevant, the fact that lagabi tsaras, a mashtita is makabel tumma? So obviously the Tosfos and the Rush has something else in mind, different than the ran. Yeah.
That was the motivator for what they were
gozer.
It's just things that aren't
how they are. It's not a low plug. You're answering anything that's makabel tumma from the dam.
I mean,
okay, but we never see that. If so, we should say mashtisa is tame. We don't say mashtisa is tame.
No, meaning that once chazal were motivated by this factor of trying to not blur the lines and get people confused, what they were gozer was that anything that falls on anything that's makabel tumma in any way, shape, or form, be it for dam or for other things, that will be what will be in the tamei.
Right. But if we were into that sort of low plug, we should definitely make a little plug to say, just like Mashtisa is Tamei for Taras, so too it should be Tamei for Dam Nida. Meaning, why should we be more choshish for a gzeira than for the Ikudin Deraisa? I mean, there's the Ikudin Deraisa that certain things are makabel tuma, and mashtisa is not makabel tuma. So the Ikudin Deraisa, we don't say low plug, that everything makabel tuma has to be makabel tuma. In Kabbalah's tuma, there's lots of different things that are makabel, different types of tuma. There's all sorts of dinah. We don't low plug at all. So why suddenly by ksamim should we just say everything's heaped together, everything's makabel tuma? Because like why? I would tell you there's really a different hesber here. Now, a big basis for saying a different hesber also that maybe could lead us a little bit in understanding the different hesber is that the Gemara itself asked my time with Rav Nechemiah. Right? The Ran was the first Rishon to ask the Kasha. But no one else asked it before, maybe because the Gemara asked the Kasha. Right? The Gemara, Firsh Gemara Daf Samech, says, my time with Rav Nechemiah. And the Gemara doesn't give the Ran's terrace that there's a Gzeira here. The Gemara answers, "D'chsev nikasa la'aris teshev." V'nikasa la'aris teshev. It has sits on the ground. It has become clean. Okay, so we hear that pasuk and we're like, "Huh? What is that telling me exactly?" But that's the Gemara's teretz. So let's try to say a different hesber and maybe get back to the pasuk. When the kasal aris teshev, what's the pasuk actually telling us? We could say like this. We mentioned when we talked about begadim sivonim that perhaps the svara why Chazal asur ksamim is because it's close to nida deraisa. Nida deraisa is dam zova bibsara. Nida deraisa is that the dam was sensed by the woman. She has hakaras hadam in her basar. So we explained that perhaps that's why white is worse. White, the dam is nikur lamar dam gamar. It's very clear that it's tuma. It's like in your face that this is dam. And the mela, that's a very stark in her face that there's dam nida here. She mamar sees the dam. She sees blood in a very clear way. So therefore, it's so in her face, her nidus, that even though she hasn't mamish felt it, a sense in her basar, but on the Rabbanan level, we wanted to ask her. It's closer to real Nida. The Mela, after we could say the same sort of Svara by something that is Makabal Tumah. Something Makabal Tumah, even Tumah Saras, it's all things that are used by people. Everything we started was Tahar, everything that's natural is Tahar. What becomes Tameh is things that are brought into human usage. Kalim, things that are used by people. Food that was prepared to for use for food, or drink that was designated to be used for people. Once it's used for people, something that's being used for people, so memela, that becomes like in the world of man, and there's this tuma there. In the world of nature, so things are tahar. It hasn't been touched by people. So things that we use, those are the things that are things that have tuma on them. So Mela, the things that are used by people that have already been designated for human use, these sort of things, we were more worried when the dam's in it. When the dam's in it, so in a sense, it's more in your face. Because why? It goes on her underwear, and it's on the beged. It's on something that you use. When it's on the ground, or something that's anal makabel tuma, that's doma to the ground in that way. So it's gone out of shush, there's been dam, and you've spotted it, but lamaisa, you can ignore it. You don't pay attention to it. It's not in your face so much that she's a nida. You're not being misyachis to it. When it's on the white underwear, so now she mamash sees it, and she wants those underwear. She's using it. She has to clean it, right? She's going to have to put this to the wash, and it's mamash by her already. It's by her. So mamela, there's a more dimion there. What's the tumah? The tumah is dam zova bibsara. She feels it in her basar. So here, it hasn't felt it in her basar, but she sees it with clarity in her in her possessions, in her kalim, in her things that are things she uses it. So it's more coming to the world that we want to be machma. Now to get back to the pasuk, v'nikasal la'aretz teshev, I think what does that mean? So it's become clean, it has gone to the ground. So I'll tell you what I think it means. Right, if you've had any of those outdoor meals lately, the Corona outdoor simchas. So something very nice about eating outside, it's because when you finish the meal, your floor is already clean. No need for a janitor, right? I eat outside and my floor is clean. I eat in my house, my floor is repulsive. I have all these things crushed on my floor. Outside, it's already clean, because it's an aretz. It's like, it's clean. V'nikasal la'aretz teshev. It's clean, it's gone to the ground. There's no dirtiness there. When are things dirty? When they're on your kalim, when they're by you. So if something's on something that's white, and it's one of your kalim, it's dirty. It's mias, it's repulsive. You see, mamar seed, nidus, you see nidus. But when it's not that way, it's clean. It's colored, it's on the ground, it's clean. It's not like so, I don't see the repulsiveness of nidus kite. When it's that dam zova bibsara, then you mamash feel it. It's nidus dosa, it's like a sickness. It's like there's something, the nidus kite isn't as felt, so the mela with more matahar. Okay, that's more machshavadik, and the ran is more like straight, like formal, trying to make a gzera, but there's some half. Maybe there's some elements of el ve'elu here, but I don't. L'maisa the shverkeitz on the ran. L'maisa, I'm sure the ran was here would have a very nice hesber for us. But this is an alternate mahalach. So just say one nafgamina. There's one nafgamina to this whole discussion. Is a well known chumrah of the Sidrei Tara. The Sidrei Tara says, what if the dam is found in the hand of a woman? So the hand of the woman, of course, is Mekabel Tumah, but it's on top of something that's not Mekabel Tumah. The woman's holding a rack, and on top of the rack is a dam. Or more lemaises, let's say for argument's sake, Ben Hashem will get to it, but for argument's sake, let's say toilet paper is not Mekabel Tumah. So she finds the dam in her hand on the toilet paper. So says the Sidrei Tara, true, the dam is in the toilet paper, but mitzad sheni. But mitzad sheni, it's on her hand, and it's being held by her hand, and her hand holding the dam on the toilet paper is metama herba masa. So the male, the woman's becoming tama from masa. So the male, therefore, just like the ram said, we have to be gozer, the woman atu the beged. So too, we have to be gozer, the woman, to make her tama lebaila atu the chashash tuma, being given to the woman by carrying the dam nida. And some have taken this chumrah, Rav Yashiv, and some others, Rav Nissim Karelitz, have taken this chumrah to say that even if it was true that that toilet paper is tahar, still, if the woman sees it when the toilet paper is in her hand, so the woman should be tmeya. Midin, the Sidrei Tara, and the Ran. So there are those who are mekel. Rav Moshe's mekel, Rav Karpis mekel. And they're mekel, you know, the partial reason to be mekel is the Sidrei Tara is a big chiddush. Before the Sidrei Tara, everyone just said, just look what the kesem's in. Is it in a davar makabel tuma, or is it in something that's not makabel tuma? We don't care about if she's holding it or not. So a certain steam was against the Sidrei Tara. In Hezver, though, the Hezver is pasha, and this is why I don't really hear being machmir here, is that true, if the Ran was the only mahalach, and if we understood the Ran, if everything made sense in the Ran's world, so I hear making up new dinim based on what we think Alpidus Ran should be. But if we don't understand the Ran in the first place, and I don't understand the Ran, well, chor, the woman's always Tameya. So the Mela to start coming up with new chumras is strange. The second mahalach we were saying, we could say pashat, that the din tuma is when it's in one of my kalim. That's when it really looks something's wrong here, something's dirty here, and now we have to misyachis to it. When it's in a piece of toilet paper, we'll talk about shortly, if toilet paper is tahar because it's completely garbage, They will talk about it. So Mamela, the dam's in the garbage already. Garbage and garbage isn't garbage. It's just there. It's nothing. So Mamela, the pashtus would be to be mekel. Okay? Klar? Arkan? Okay. Yeah, the last thing to say like this is that even though she's holding it, so true, it's giving tumah, but we don't care about Bepol if it's giving a tumah or not. Just like by the mashtisa, we don't care that it's not becoming tumah. The issue isn't whether it's tumah or whether it's not tumah. The question is the dam in something that is makabel tumah? Do I see it in something that's a makabel tumah? The answer is no. It's in the toilet paper. It's not in the hand. The hand's holding it. Fine. That's a din about Tumas Masa, but it's not Nogeya, the din of Kesem. The Kesem is, you don't have to do Mesiachis. The thing it's in, you don't have to do Mesiachis. The thing it's in is not something that you use. It's in a piece of toilet paper. That's not Makabel Tumas because it's a piece of garbage.
But again, we're talking about the reason that they said it was it's more nicker that way, whatever. There was something like.
Right. Right, but I was saying because in addition to the white, right, we're talking about white toilet paper, in addition to the white, is that it's also, I have to be mesiachis to it because it's in one of my things that I'm, meaning, I'm saying one of the things, makabel tumah means is a chashivas, this is something that's that has some chashivas as a utensil, a beggar. If we're saying that toilet paper is tar, right, the reason will be is that toilet paper is no different than a rock. It's as if there's a rock in your hand. So Mamela, this itself is nothing. This is nothing. You drop it, and it's as if it's on the floor.
Even though it's something that it's made to be.
Right, but Lamais, it's a rock. Right? If you say it, we'll see in a few minutes. But if toilet paper is tahar, the pshat is that it's not so different than a rock. There's no, right? Yeah. Fine. Okay, so now let's just talk about some prati dinim about Tuma and Tara. Right, there's 30 prakim in Maseches Kelim, but we're not gonna. We'll just say a few things. Nogeya lemaisa. So the basic rule about what's makabel tumah is in Parshas Matos. Tells us that there are only some types of things that kelim, things that are makabel tumah, and it depends about what it's made from. So metal, wood, leather, bone, pottery, mizrabanan, glass. So those are things that are makabel tumah. What?
Isn't Matos talking about Gala? Or is it a different part of Matos?
No, it's also in Matos. In Matos, talking about clay midian, all the things that became tumah by clay midian, and it tells you what needs to throw meipara on it, to be matahar. So in that, it tells you all the different things that are makabel tumah. Right? That's where it's coming from. So the important thing that's excluded, you know, b'mei chazal probably didn't exclude so much, but synthetics are excluded from this because they're not bechlal these materials. Right? Pashas is not bechlal any of these materials, plastic, or even in rubber, plastic chair, or rubber mat. So al pitayra would not be considered kalim.
Is it
as far as kalim? Same thing by tefillas kalim. So plastic.
I'm saying
if you're machmir by tefillas kalim. So l'chor, yeah, l'chor, if you're machmer, maybe you're a machmer, but no, very few people are machmer. Right. But those who are machmer, the concept is that it's drabanan like glass. So glass is drabanan, and it's generally assumed, not everyone agrees to this, but things that are makabel tumah drabanan are also makabel tumah k'samim, and meila, it should be the same din. I'm just saying you're right, that if... If it was like glass,
it's also
right. L'chayim would be the same thing. Now maybe they'd be more makel because this is rabbanon and tefillas. Well, tefillas can anyways at least the ikur din of tefillas kalim is the raisa, whereas here Ksamim is, I don't know, but okay, the L'chor should be the same. Now, right, that's basically true. The one exception we should just mention is Davosh HaShimusho in Makarka. Katana mentioned that's an important issue, that things that are a kli that is used by being connected to the ground, so that's also not Makabel Tuma. Right, the most important, that's important Lamaisa because of a toilet bowl. And not the water in the toilet is Makabel Tuma, but the toilet bowl itself is a kli kibol of cheres, which is mitocho is makabel tuma, but it's mechubar to the ground and it's needs to be mechubar to the ground. It's made to be mechubar to the ground and therefore it's not makabel tuma. So if something's attached to the ground and it needs to be attached to the ground, as opposed to something that you just nail down. If you nail your bed down to the ground, it would still be makabel tuma. But the toilet is not makabel tuma. Right.
And that extends to the whole seat then.
And the whole seat, yeah, because the whole thing is meant to be connected. Now the exception to this din about that about synthetics being tahar, the pashas is by a beged. Beged is mentioned separately from other kelim in Matos, that a beged is in makabel tuma. And therefore, Chazal understand that a beged, whatever a beged is made of, is makabel tuma, even if it's made from things that aren't eights, or are, even if it's not from those things, anything you'd make a beged from, Chazal say, has a din beged in his tummy, is makabel tuma. There's only one exception. The only exception that Chazal tell us is something that's ole min hayam. The yam is completely mufka from tuma. It's like a mikvah, and the things even that grow there are also considered to be part of the yam. And therefore, right, the emphasis fish could even be part of the share of a mikvah. Lemaisa, so everything that comes from the yam is so mufka from tuma that even in a beged, it's going to be tahar. So therefore, if you make a beged out of seaweed, so that beged will be tahar. However, synthetics, so the pashas would be not. Pashas would be that they should be makabel tuma. So there are those who have thought that perhaps the heter of synthetics could even extend to begadim. So Rav Yashiv writes in a tshuva, first tshuva and Kovas tshuvas, he says that he has a tzad to be mekel. He says perhaps synthetics that's made from petroleum, which comes from a well, that well, he says perhaps petroleum is considered to be like olam in hayam. And he says perhaps it makes no difference that whether the yam is a yam of water or a yam of petroleum. Lamaisa, it's a liquid that is naturally found in the ground, and therefore, al pitaira, we call that water. Therefore, Rav Yashiv says he thinks that perhaps a woman could be tovel in a mikvah of oil. And he says therefore he holds that even gavitzitzis, he says if the beged is from oil, made from petroleum, he conceives that it should be potter from tzitzis. Maybe? Yeah.
Could we read this into the pasuk when it says, mikveh ha-mayim kara yamim? Like, if you're not so mocked on what mayim is, then any like naturally found gathering of water
could be considered yam? Right, that's what he'll think. That he'll say that mayim is just liquid. Doesn't mean water. It's a chiddush though. It's a big chiddush. And so Rav Shlomo Zalman was asked about it, not with the Rav Yosha's name, in Mincha Shlomo Beis Ayin Zayin, and he was just asked about it if a woman could be tovel in mikvah of oil. I assume it was the same person who asked the question. I can't imagine two people would have thought of that same question. But he asked it to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't hear. What are you talking about? He says it has to be water. He says even fruit juices you can't make a mikveh out of it, because it says mai velo mai peiros. He says kol shekein oil, which is completely not water, no shaychus to water. So his reaction, I think, was definitely my natural reaction, is that why on earth would that be water? Rav Moshe is also of the Mekilim here, but he says a different svar. He doesn't say anything about this, about that. Maybe oil is olam and hayam. He just seems to think, he writes that it's when Chazal say a beged is a beged, as long as it's gadol biyabasha, it has to be from something that's gadol biyabasha. It has to be from something at least that grew on the ground. He says petroleum is just like dirt, like kli adama. Like adama, if you make a kli out of adama, the kli is not makabel tuma. Right? I mean, not a pottery. Pottery is makabel tuma, but just kli adama that hasn't been made into actual pottery would be tahar. So he thinks that oil simply doesn't become a beged. He doesn't really explain exactly why. He just says it's like a kli adama, that it has no, it's completely mufka from any sort of tuma. It could be Rav Moshe meant more like Rav Yashav, I don't know, but and it's true, this is what he writes. I personally do not understand that it's really Bechlal, because the emes is, definitely things from the ground are Makabel Tuma, right? Metal comes from the ground, it's Makabel Tuma. Cheres comes from the ground, it's Makabel Tuma. Therefore, as a Beged, Chazal were only Mamat, something that comes from the Yam. It doesn't... doesn't say that it has to. They don't give any limitation. It's not clear to me exactly where Rav Moshe is coming from. He doesn't say it's from the Yam. He doesn't write that. He just says that this is completely no shaykhis to anything that grew by Yavasha. So it's true, I think, grow me Yavasha. It is the Yavasha. But it's not so clear why that should be mufka from Tuma. The Gemara says that, the Sefri says that the Yam doesn't even have Tumas Beged. It's interesting, in Kalim, the Mishnah in Kalim says that everything made on Yom Revi has no tum in it. It says, except for the egg of an ostrich, which is in Kabbal Tumah Drabbanan. But Be'etzem, on Yom Revi, there's no Tumah from anything derived from Yom Revi. It says, but there are things that are created on Yom Aleph that are Makabal Tumah, because Kli Cheres and Matechas are Makabal Tumah. Kli Aleph, Yom Aleph, Yom Aleph, no, sorry. Yom, I have to recheck it. L'chari must say Yom, I think it says Yom Aleph. I think it's saying, because it says Va'aretz Ha'isotohu Vohu, that there really was Aretz already by Yom Aleph, and therefore from Aretz you could have Tuma. I have to recheck it, but that's the way I remember it. Right, we're thinking Aretz was finished being created on Yom Gimel. Okay. What? So, okay. I have to think about it. I have to look it back. I think right. So Rashi al Torah says ours was only created on Yom Gimel. Let me. This is where I remember it. I'm saying from memory. But in any case, it says the Aretz was created was Makabel Tuma, because Aretz itself is Makabel Tuma, whereas that which was created on Yom Dal is not. So it's a very big svar to say that the only thing that was smat from Begadim is seaweed. Something that's actually from the Yam, which the Yam is called Kulo Tahara. Yeah.
We saw Halashon brought down by the Rambam meaning we're being marbled from the words Obegad and the Pasuk.
Right.
It's only what's domed, the other words in the Pasuk, Samar, and I forget what the other thing was.
Ezim.
Right, so if it's not similar to that,
right.
So like you can say that coal on that yam is like an extreme example of what's
right.
Similar. But the point would be is that as long as it's not similar to
Samar. So you're saying this is so not similar, this is also very not similar. Okay. I could hear that more.
Of a yam, but that's not an exhaustive list.
Right, I hear. I mean, it's not really a chiluk between yabasha and yam. It's really, okay. That's interesting. So, in any case, halacha l'maisa, I don't really, I don't think so, Lamaisa. First of all, because the Mishnah says that a davar, that a beged is only tarred if it's 100% from gadol b'yam. It says if there's one string of something that's gadol b'yabasha that's attached, so that which is gadol b'yam, the whole beged is mekabel tuma. Lamaisa by petroleum, but by plastics and synthetics also, it's not really true that it just comes from. It's not like dry oil. Oil plastics are woven. They're whatever chemical chains that are created. One of the molecules used in it is carbon, and carbon comes sometimes from oil, sometimes it comes from corn or other sources of carbon or coal. It comes from different sorts of sources. At least corn is gadol b'yabasha. And definitely coal, at least to Rav Yashiv, coal is definitely not from the yam. Can be told in coal. It's combined with other things. You know, it's combined with oxygen and other different chemicals, and forms long chains of large molecules that are used. Lamaisa, you're definitely never gonna know exactly what it's made out of. So I think even Rav Moshe was only matter if it's actually from petroleum. If it was made from corn, he would be. He actually wasn't. You know, it seems in the tshuva he would also be machmer. You'll also never know if every fiber, if every string, every chut in the beged was not made from something that's by a basha. So Lumaisa, I never use this. I never use this as a kula. But that's the svaras. Okay, so last issue I just want to talk about. I don't know if there are people who do use it. You know, it's a svara. But I don't. Okay. Well, you'd have to go to a shatness checker for this to even know such a thing. You know, if I don't trust for sure, you know, wool and linen, maybe there's a chut of linen. You'd have to go to a checker to somehow figure out that this thing is totally made from petroleum. Okay. In any case. Big question, halacha lemaisa, is the issue of tissues. Right? It happens to be one of the most common places where ksamim are found. So what's the din? Is it tissue or toilet paper makabel tuma? Also a question, the a woman's pad, a sanitary napkin that a woman uses, so also is basically made of some sort of like thick pad of tissue paper material. No, at least what I've checked, it's just. Let's first say what they are. Basically, like this, the Tosefta tells us that in addition to begadim becoming tame, felt is also considered to be a beged. Felt is fibers that are pressed together without being woven. You just take the fibers themselves without spinning and weaving, and you crush it under pressure together, and it forms felt. And it makes a weak beged. So that is makabel tumma. That has it in beged, is makabel tumma. And the mela, paper, what is paper? Paper is actually just a piece of felt. Right, if you look at paper carefully, definitely tissue paper, it's clear that it's just a piece of felt. All it is a weak piece of felt, but it is a piece of felt. Pressed fibers. Now the emesis is writing paper is also made from pressed fibers. It's also the essence, the same thing, but it's pressed fibers. The difference why paper doesn't look like toilet paper is because paper, they add other chemicals to it to bind it all together and to make it a better writing surface. You couldn't really write much on toilet paper. So, lagabe writing paper, like Sam Sofer writes, that he thinks that writing paper isn't makabel tuma because it's not like a beged, because it's panim chadash spolokan. Right? It's completely not a beged, not used as a beged, doesn't look like a beged. And if you ask the average person on the street, is a paper cloth, they would think for sure it's not. However, toilet paper, so that's mamish felt. That's exactly what it is. It's schwache felt. So schwache felt. In the pads, it's a little bit of starker felt. You know, it's not so as fragile, not as thin. So lemaisa, are these things makabel tuma? So it's a machlokis among different poskim. There are those who are machmer. Those who are mekel, though, there's a number of different svaras to be mekel. No svaras acceptable kuli alma, but I'll just mention all the different svaras here. So the first most pashit svara I saw of Karp discusses in Mishmeres Tahara. He writes that it's pashit your tissue papers and tissues are all tahar, because you don't have to look so far. It's not a modern shayla, it's an old shayla. There's a din of shear for things that are makabel tuma. The halacha is that something that's woven from semer upishtim, so it's tame with three etzbos, a square of three etzbos, very small piece of fabric. But if it's not woven, if it's not if it's felt, or even from semer upishtim, or from anything besides with semer upishtim, it's from whatever it comes from, cotton or whatever types of things it comes from. So those fibers that you make it from, so it'll make a beged, but that beged is only tameh with shlosha tvachim. It has to be 3x3 tvachim, which is approximately 10 inches by 10 inches. Right, so this is really more, it's bigger than your piece of toilet paper, bigger, right? It has to be a square that size. Right? So even if it's a long piece of toilet paper, lemaisa, if it's not 9, whatever, about 10 inches wide, it's not going to be makabel tuma. Right, even tissues generally don't reach this size. So therefore, he says, it's a davar pashit, there's no issue, it's tahar. And he said he spoke to Rav Yashav, and Rav Yashav agreed with him. Sure, he did. Lemaisin Rav Yosha's tshuva is interesting, that he writes that he thinks that that's not a heter. I don't know which came first, but Hashem, you'll ask Rav Avi, you'll ask Rav Karpras, but maybe, but Lemaisin, he doesn't agree. He says, he quotes Gemara in his tshuva, he quotes Gemara in Shabbos, Tamach Gimel, that says, Arug kol shehu tameh. Something that's woven, kol shehu is tamei. For example, if it's you have a gartel, right? A gartel is something that's woven with kavana, meaning it's woven, it's arug, it's explained to me, something that's woven lechatchila. You put it on the loom and wove it for this purpose, so therefore it's chashev. Meaning something, normally things that are a small piece of bagel, like what are you going to do with it? It's so shvach, it doesn't have a chashivas of a kli, of tabim kaval tuma. But something that's arug, you mamish wove it. It was woven as this small, tiny beged. So that gives it chashivas that even if it's very small, it's makabel tuma. Right? So if you had like a sack for a dal and it was woven, you know, they wove it with it has chashivas to it. You know, you pay good money for it. So or a gartel, which is very thin. It doesn't have gimel al gimel. It's both even. But lemaisa, so that will be makabel tuma. So he says, so too tissues or toilet paper. It was made, this is what it's made for. It was made lechatchila to be a piece of toilet paper, a little piece of toilet paper. What? Oh. So the first thing he's assuming that's very not pashit is that arug is lav dafka. L'chora arug is dafka. L'chora is dafka arug. The second thing he's assuming arug just means it was made for this bedafka. The second thing he's assuming that I don't really hear is that it has a chashivas. Meaning, you're right, they made toilet paper, the chatchila was made to be a toilet paper. But it's not because it's so chashiv, the toilet paper is so chashiv. that we made it separately. It's because technology has gotten to the point that we could make things with no chashivas. Even, we wouldn't make things with no chashivas. We're making a thing for mamash and no chashivas. It's not that this is chashiv, there's no chashivas. Right? This is a ripped piece of a beged. It has no chashivas. It just happens to be, we made it like that. But this etzim has no chashivas.
It's intended to be disposable.
It's dependent. I mean, the fact that you made it doesn't mean that you're assigning it has extra chashivas. Right? You can't say it has extra chashivas. Forgetting that it's disposable. We'll talk about that in a minute. But to tell me it has extra chashivas more than stama, a ripped piece of beged, L'chor is not true. It's like any other ripped piece of beged. It has no more chashivas than any other ripped piece of beged.
During Corona, did you ever try it by 12 at
the head? Right, okay, fine.
It was the whole...
Right, the great fear. We're going to run out of toilet paper. The world's going to... Right? So, no, it's an important... So the emphasis, I heard much more of Karp was saying, maybe Rav Yashar was chozer, but I don't know. Fine. Now, Rav Moshe gives a different reason to cool for cool here. It's not mentioned as cool about the shir. Rav Moshe gives a different hesver. He says that there's a din in Mishnayis that anything that's thrown out, a beggar that's thrown out, so it's not makabel tuma. Because once it's dirty and thrown out, it loses its chashivas. You can mevatel a beggar by throwing it out. So he says here too, the toilet paper is batel because you're throwing it out. Why? Because when you see the blood on it, it's already a used tissue. She's already wiped with it. She's not using this for anything anymore. Right? It's going into the garbage. This is already garbage. And the male of garbage is not makabel tuma.
Do you know if it became garbage as she was using it?
Ah. So Rav Yashav says Rav Avi's point. He says, no. He says he thinks it's not garbage. It is garbage now. But when the dam came on it, it wasn't garbage. So therefore, at the moment it came on it, it was still being used, had a tachlis, and you were using it. So memeila, it should be makabel tuma. So the chayrad is a lamnish point here, which is that Rav Moshe's understanding that we go by the time you see it. You're right. When it was on her body, the tissue was makabel tuma, but who cares? Well, the emes is the big riot of Moshe, because if not so, everything started on her body, right? And therefore, if she's sitting on the karka and stands up and finds dam, a puddle of dam under her, so that dam was touching her body, but we don't care, because she sees it on the karka. The svara will be, as we mentioned, we spoke about the connections between Nida and Tsaras, that it's a tumma of Riyah. The din is Roa Kesem. The tumma, Chazal goes to the tumma as Riyah, when you see the tumma. And Lamaisa, you see the tumma in a davar that's not Makabal tumma. Rav Yashav Lechor will say not that way. He'll say, no, okay, you're right. Historically, it must have touched the body, but I didn't see that Bechlal. Whereas over here, she kamat sort on the, she knows. She had the tissue, and she touched herself with the tissue, and then she saw the dam. So she mamash found it on she really found it on her body. She found it on something that's makabel tuma because she didn't see it till she saw it. But lamaisa, this dam is kiyu like she mamash discovered it on her body. Right, can you hear that? I think he'll say perhaps. I'll tell you a shaila I once got that sort of brought home why there could be a makam of Dion here. Someone was asking me, his wife was wiping herself, and she felt something on herself. She felt something stuck to herself, and she pulls and pulls until she finally got it off. And she found it was a clot of dried up blood, a piece of dried up blood that was on her. Blood had come out. How this happened, I don't know, but blood had come out, and she had never, when did the blood come out? So, I don't know how that happened, because she probably went to the mikveh, but somehow this blood had gotten left there. It hadn't fallen off, maybe from her, and there was, why it was there, who knows, but it was a piece of dried blood that he found on her. And she mamish felt it on her basar. And she had to pull it off. So the shaila was, she pulled it off with a tissue. So do we say it was found in a tissue, it was tahar? Or do you say, no, what do you mean it's tahar? This is down, it's found on the bus. She didn't manage to see it, but she felt it. So l'chayr is telling you exactly how you see it. So I thought the ikur was to be metaher. To say that, no, it goes by ri'iyah, haroah kesem. Right? So Rav Yashu certainly won't agree with that. Rav Yashu will say, no, l'maisa, if you have a clean tissue, you put it on your leg, and it comes back with blood, that's called finding dam on the leg. So that was Rav Yashu's, Rav Yashu didn't agree with Rav Moshe. Fine. There is a third tzar kula here. The garbage.
Yeah, garbage.
Yeah.
So how far do you take that? Even if there's no, meaning any egg bedika that we have, we don't reuse egg bedika.
Right.
Egg bedika is garbage.
Right, but it's al de bedika. Let's say you find a kesem on an egg bedika.
Right.
So kesem on an egg bedika you're not going to use, so it's garbage.
So that would have the same thing.
Yeah.
That also.
Right. For that matter, Eide Bedika are made, well, that's Arug. Arug, yeah, okay. Normally, an Eide Bedika would be Wotakavi within Arug culture.
Even with that, would you still say this other Zetkul? That's garbage?
Lachara, yeah, Lachara.
So you'd be Matahir, a Kesem?
A Kesem on Eide Bedika. Right.
When she made it.
Right.
That cloth.
If she didn't do a bedika, just don't want to get anyone confused.
Right.
If she didn't do a bedika with the cloth,
She wiped with it.
Yeah. So there's a third sad. We end with this. So it's a third sad of kula here. Some uses kula from Shlomo Zalman and Otsus Tahara is to say that anything that's one time use, a beggar that's one time use, is not makabel tuma. That perhaps all kalim that are only one-time use doesn't have it in kli. Right? This has a big nafkim in l'gabe tefilas kalim and l'gabe opening kalim on Shabbos. That perhaps something that's just a package, something that is only used once, perhaps it's not a kli. So the basis for this is from a Tosefta. It says chosel shel tamra, the packaging on top of on dates. It's a package, a very weak type of package, on a package of dates that you're going to rip it open and throw it out. So it's tahar, it's not makabel tuma. So that's the basics for the kula, that one time things that are intended for one time use are not makabel tuma. So there are those who have said that therefore. Tissues and toilet papers or pads, sanitary napkin is not makabel tuma. Now, is this pashat? So you notice Rav Moshe and Rav Yashu didn't say it. So why didn't they say it? So, emphasis is not so pashat. It's interesting, Rav Moshe is quoted sometimes as a mekel. By aluminum pans, Rav Moshe says it's efsher that an aluminum pan, one-time use, he says there's a tzad svara to say that it shouldn't need tefila, but it doesn't write to be make a lemaisa. Lemaisa is a machlokis, samar machmer on being tovel aluminum pans, with a svara that this is like the chosel shel tamra, so one-time use, but not everyone is mekel. And there's a svara to be machmer here. As far as like this. What's the side of this heter of the chosel shel tamra? So it's one-time use. But what does that mean, one-time use? Right? Let's say, I'll give you a mashal. Let's say a woman buys a wedding dress for $5,000. And it's one-time use. She's only going to use it once. And then she doesn't like chesed. She's from Anshei Sdom. She'll be divorced by the next week. But Lamaisa, she throws in the garbage afterwards. Right? And that's what she plans on doing. She doesn't plan. She doesn't like the idea of giving things to Gamach. So this wedding dress, isn't that Makabel Tuma? So I would say it's Pashas Makabel Tuma. right? Because it's 100% being used. It's being used for a shorter time. It's completely used as a dress. There's nothing that's not beged about this. It's not chashuv enough to be a beged. I'll dispose. You go to hospitals or in Corona, right? Corona's really great to you know, your pens, and they'll use pens and have you throw out the pen right afterwards. So you shouldn't be mitame the pen with Corona. So they give you a pen, a regular pen, and you throw it in the garbage. But the pen is still a pen. It's a chashiv. It's not taking away the chashivus of the pen. What's the pshat of the package? The chosel shel tamra. The pshat is a different pshat. You can say the pshat is, it's a package. What makes a bag into a kli? What makes a bag into a kli is that it's made to be used. You use it. It has a use. The use is for holding things. You use this as your shopping bag, right? Right before Corona, in those 2 weeks when they had the gzeira against the plastic bags before the Ravata for all the other new gzeiros, so in that tkufa, so we were going around with these real bags, and that was a bag. That was a bag. It was a chashivas. This is a kli for kli kabbalah. It's a kli for kabbalah, for holding things. But something that's just one time use as a package, it's just packaging. There's no chashivas because it's just bottle. It's just like an outer layer of the thing that's in it. It's bottled to the things that's packaging it. It's bottled to the tzmarim. The tzmarim is not a kli. You can't call this thing a kli b'chlal. There's no chashivus, it's just packaging. But something that's used, something that's used, it's not packaging. You're actually using it, like a pen, a disposable screwdriver. Okay, how long do I have to use a screwdriver for? I use it for one project, and then I throw it in the garbage. Sometimes these kits come with a screwdriver just for that, made exactly for that size screws, and then you throw it out. That's not one-time use. That's just regular use. It happens to be you're not using it for so long, right? But etzem is one-time use. But etzem, it has a chashivas to it. So a pan. Okay, maybe it only has one-time use. But aluminum pan. Let's talk about tzvila here. Not ksalim now. Aluminum pan, an argument can be made, you're using this exactly as you would use a regular pan. No different than the regular pan. It's just that it's not sturdy enough to last for a long time. But by etzem, it's being used as a kli. It is a kli. You're cooking in it. It's a kli. Packaging is not a kli. So actually, meaning it doesn't have chashivas because it's just like bottled to the tzmarim. It's bottled to what's in it. It's not seen. It doesn't have the chashivas of being a kli. So actually, you could say that therefore, not everything that's one-time use. Let's say we say one-time underwear. Right? They sell underwear for like women who different thing. The woman after she gives birth or that she's having a lot of flow. Disposable underwear. It's disposable underwear. So it's not a beged. It's being used 100% as a beged. It's her beged right now. It's not used for so long. You're not going to wash it, but right now it's a beged, right? It's not packaging. It's being used as clothing for a person. That's not packaging. So yeah.
So those underwear probably are also made out of synthetic materials. No?
Okay, so we'll get to that. Right. So anyway. So Mela like this. So in the mail, that could be why what wasn't many gedolim weren't saying this kula. The truth be told, by aluminum pants, I taka here to be machmer. I'm taka machmer by aluminum pants. If you're not so okay, the other I'm a kilim. But over here, I hear more to be makel because the emes is. Okay, this is a beged, but the disposable underwear here being a beged, but a tissue, what could be less chashiv than a tissue? Right, just like packaging, we're saying packaging has no chashiv, it's just packaging. So I would say this type of, let's say a sanitary napkin, there's no chashivas here, it's less than packaging. It's just being used to absorb once. So that I already hear that's, there's no chashivas there. It's not packaging, but it's also, it's not a screwdriver. It's like, there's no chashivas to this. It's really just stuff. You know, it's like, just like packaging would say, it's not clear that stuff. This is also, this is just stuff, right? When it's reusable, then it gets chashiv instead of kli. So I actually heard the hetter here more. That this is like, there's no chashiv. The kids are all these svaras together, I think, bring at one point really that there's really no chashivas here. So Mela, I hear the pashas being not a kli, and even a sanitary napkin or whatever, a pad, I hear there's no chashivas to it. You wouldn't call that a kli. So l'chur, that's pasha to be mekel. So l'chur, you could be mekel on this. Okay? All right. Shkayach. Okay, so even on time. Okay, shkayach. Asi, when's this going to end? You're out already. I saw you out. That was you, right?
I needed to do something.
Okay. No, Kevin Shahutra Hutra. You're out.
Yeah.
I'm after it. You want a Besdin? What do you need? You need a, okay. All right. Good.
He needs a governor.
All right. Fine. Okay. All right.
I'll be there Sunday.
Okay, great. We're looking forward. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Yashkayah.
I mean, nowadays the toilet paper is not just that expensive to have some garbage to wipe on. I mean, I've never had it. So they had Israeli toilet paper. A friend of mine, he went
30 years ago. Wow, ask your father.
My father said there was none.
First of all, there was none. Okay.
He complained to Rabbi.
That's first of all. There was none, and also tissues you never have, right? Tissues on like in a shawl, you never have that.
It's like sandpaper.
Yeah.
No. But that's one type of that. But when I was a buffer, I remember someone was staying by the paper signal. He brought me back for like a roll of toilet paper. This is not just
expensive
to get rid of.
We would say
Shekhyanu on it.
Had
like little puppies
on it. Right. I was saving it. All right. Well, Ramoshi has a different shayla. He says, because nothing to do with Kabbalah's Tumah. Who says? Ramoshi says about Kli'ar. Yeah.